T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Here we go.
He jams.
They score!
And it is good.
Our Atlanta Hawks, United, and Falcons play here because the game is everywhere. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 202 on a beautiful Sunday afternoon, live in the Kia Studios. I'm Rob Tribble, alongside former Falcon Harper LaBelle. Let's go out to the WaitForIt.com hotline. He started Universal Sports and Entertainment. Sports agent Robert Brown joining us. Good afternoon, Mr. Brown. How are you, sir? Thanks for your time.
Great. How are you guys doing today?
Oh, we're doing great. I want to ask you, it's got to be so difficult to get started in that business because you've got the likes of Condon, Steinberg, all these mega powerful agents. Talk about the challenges of just getting things going, getting players to trust you, and how to establish those relationships.
Right. Well, basically, you know, looking at my background, former collegiate athlete.
Alabama State, that's right.
From relationships from friends, former players, guys that may coach on the high school level, and you have those relationships over the years. And first you have to identify the talent that you're trying to recruit, and then sometimes you have the relationships that help you weed through that process once you identify the players, and it helps you in that process. So over time, you get a little bit better with your skill set, being able to identify that talent and identify the transitional skill sets that they need to go into the NFL or to pro sports.
Robert, I've known a few folks that have said, oh, I'd love to be an agent because Jerry Maguire, I saw the movie and I know everything that I need to know. It is not anywhere near as simple as you had me as hello.
But it's like the mob, it's the life you chose.
It is the life.
right.
So talk a little bit about what are some of the steps that you went through that made you realize not only is this going to be a little more difficult or more challenging, but more rewarding, because I know that this is, I've gone through that tough time, and here on out it's going to be something that I can get through and I can help my clients.
Right. Well, actually, fortunately for me, It was a little difficult, but I would always say that this business kind of chose me instead of me choosing it. Coaching in the metro area at a few high schools and a youth leagues across the city, you see the talent in the young men, and then a lot of times you build the trust and relationships with parents at the grassroots level. And having a good reputation, I'm a former educator, and I had a great relationships with kids and their parents, so they kind of sought out, you know, information, the little bit that I knew at the time, and I could springboard that off information I had from former teammates that I played with that play on the next level, and I kind of comprised that information and start doing my own research and being able to pass along that general vast knowledge of it. So it kind of matriculated into this, and, you know, 19 years later, you know, we started this company, and we sat at the brink of our 19th draft. So over the years, just getting the information, making it plain, having it to where you point out from beginning to the end how it starts in the process, and having that trusting factor, and it helps a lot.
Tell me about landing your first client. What is that like? You have no track record whatsoever,
right?
But you have to pitch yourself to these athletes. Talk about that process and how gratifying was it to finally land your first athlete?
Our first client, I would say it was Milford Brown, our offensive tackle out of Florida State. He actually went in the supplemental draft in the 6th round. And once you get that first client, it falls into place for you. The next year you bring on another class, a few more guys as it goes. And then after you have your platform and you know you have a person that you can go to, can speak on your behalf as your client, can tell you the positive things that you did in the transition and helping them according, it helps you when you're in the recruiting process for all the other young men you try to recruit talent-wise across the country. So it kind of domino effects, but getting that very first one, it always helped because guys want to know who are some of your clients, who have you helped along in this process, what are they saying about you, what are their parents are saying about you. So you have to build that resume. And it takes time. Typically, agents go into this business, they see the glitz and glamour about it, but it is work. It's a lot of work behind the scenes to help these young men understand their process, know where they're standing in terms of transitioning to the league. And you may have some young men that want to play on the next level, but do they truly have the skill set? And sometimes you have to break the news down based on what you've gotten back from team scouts and some of your relationships on the next level, manage expectations.
And also, you got to come across as being very sincere. Of course, you need clients to make money, and the player's going to be a little bit cynical. Their parents going to be a little bit cynical as well.
Absolutely.
You really have to sell the sincerity, don't you?
True, true. It's so true.
One of the things I would imagine has slightly changed because of social media is some of the tasks that you're involved with. Now, some things haven't changed. You're in charge of the finances and the contracts, and there are pre-combine visits. You know, the combine can obviously make a tremendous difference for somebody who may not be drafted to become a third or fourth rounder or even higher up than that. But you're dealing with things at a professional level now, social, emotional. You have to hold hands in many different areas. Talk a little bit about what that is like for you and how the tweeting and all that kind of stuff can really change somebody's ability to be drafted higher if they've done some things that they may regret.
Right, absolutely. You know, I tell all of the young men that we represent, you want to have a positive image out there. A lot of things that fall into place and how teams view you or how the mainstream public is your perception. You have to have a squeaky clean image in terms of projecting the right things out there. You know, unfortunately, at 21 years of age, sometimes the young men go into the NFL at 20. They're very young. So you look at some of the mainstream media things that they are exposed to. So you have to keep a tab on a lot of that as the agent, outside of not just doing contracts and endorsements, but just everyday life. And you don't want any of your clients, you know, going down the wrong path and choosing some subject matter that they're involved in that could, you know, prohibit them from going as high as they could possibly go in the draft. So you have to maintain expectations and watch, you know, from a keen eye to make sure they have all of the things that they're doing in the proper process and protocol of getting to the next level. And you don't want those type of things to prohibit them.
Well, you've got Rob and I both blushing because at 20 years old, we were not anywhere close to being where some of these guys are. We're talking about first-round possibilities, millions of dollars that they need to be accountable for. You're a part of that process.
Absolutely.
Now, you mentioned here this is the 19th draft. What do you have to look forward to? Give us some names of the guys that you're working with, because I understand this could be a very, very good year for you and your business.
Yes, sir. We have a good group of guys this year, and consistently each year now, but we have Trayvon Mullen, cornerback out of Clemson. He was national championship defensive player of that game. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, University of Florida, actually ended his career right here in Atlanta in the Peach Bowl. He was actually the defensive MVP of that game. We have Williams Tweed, offensive tackle, University of North Carolina, great swing tackle, being able to play both positions, left tackle and right tackle. Donovan Wilson, defensive back out of Texas A&M. So we did pretty well in the SEC and in the ACC this year. We also have a local young man from Stockbridge, Ken Webster, a cornerback, played at Ole Miss, and he's from the metro area of Atlanta. And Adarius Pickett, defensive back from UCLA, receiver, Tyron Johnson, Oklahoma State, and a kind of a sleeper, underrated player, Darius Harris from Middle Tennessee State, who is flying up the boards, a linebacker. Had a great workout. All of the guys, most of them were at the combines. They had great workouts at the combine and pro day. So now we're just kind of getting ready to transition to those private workouts, visits, top 30 visits to teams, which quite a bit of the guys have several of those. It's kind of hard to keep up with when you're juggling several clients and, you know, help from my business partner, Kevin Connor, and I. We both have built a solid, you know, company for a foundation here for the young men, and we run a first-class business to keep everybody up to par on all of the things that are going on with them. And we're looking for a very exciting weekend here in April when it comes up to, for the draft, and I'm happy and excited to see these young men transition to the next phase of their lives.
You know, black professional athletes make up the majority of players in the NBA and NFL. However, as far as agents go, not as many, and you guys are kind of on the vanguard of all of that. How are you trying to get other kids interested in maybe embracing the business side of sports?
Right, right. That is so true. We mentor quite a bit of young men in the metro area, showing them a different lens from, you know, a lot of times you may have athletic ability and you want to be entrenched in this business, and it may not be as a player, but there are different areas that you could transition into if this is something that you love and you're passionate about. And we open our arms and doors to our business wholeheartedly to try to help young men know about the business part of it too. And I've mentored a couple of young men over the past couple of years, giving them a different view from behind the scenes. And a lot of times, you know, we see the glitz and glare of it, of being in the limelight, but there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes to help these young men stay at that level and, you know, become stars on the next level.
Well, one of the things that helps young men is your relationship that a lot of people don't maybe look at quite as diligently as I know I was able to take advantage of. Your relationship as an agent with the general managers, with the player personnel directors, because if a guy goes to a club and he's a first rounder, he's going to be there. But the fourth, fifth,
absolutely,
the free agent, they may get cut, and part of what your job is to help them find another job. Talk a little bit about the relationship that you need to have with other personnel and organizations that might be interested in that safety or that swing offensive tackle.
Absolutely. You have to have, you know, fortunately for us, over, you know, 19 years in the business, you develop those relationships with scouts throughout the league, have those relationships with them where you can talk openly and honestly about some of the players that you represent. Where do you view these young men? What skill set? What are you looking for them to come in, and how would they fit in your, you know, organization? So when you bring those young men in and you sit them down and you go over the expectations, these are the things that the scouts are looking for you, and you be totally honest. These are, you know, sometimes it takes two teams, or three teams. The development of the athlete that's not rated or regarded as a first round or a second round is very critical. You know, everybody won't be a first rounder, but the success of the league is not just built on you being a first or second rounder. There are a lot of young men that get opportunities to go to the NFL that may go undrafted. Some of them turn into Hall of Famers, Pro Bowlers. But it's all about the dedication and the passion. The platform, how they come into the league, is just where you start, not necessarily how you end up.
All right, Robert Brown, I wish you luck in April. Get your kids employed. Get some lucrative contracts for them. We appreciate your time today, my friend.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. We appreciate it.
All right, there we go. That's got to be
God, because without him, I wouldn't be here. Not like the Associated Press for voting me Player of the Year. There are a lot of other players that can be in this position. And I'd like to thank my coaches, teammates. I'd like to thank my family the most. Thank my mom just for me to be sitting in this chair right now.
Zion Williamson joining us out of the break. Welcome back. Sports Radio 929 The Game. He's Harper LaBelle. I'm Rob Triple. Big thanks to Robert Brown, the sports agent. Sounds like a kindly uncle. That's what he sounded like.
Yeah, I agree. I wasn't going to go kindly uncle, but, you know, you have to be a little bit of a – you have to wear many, many hats.
Yep.
Some guys need to be babysat. Rob, you cannot spend $1,000 a day when you're only bringing in $200 a day on average.
Too late. Still do it. That's what I do. I would have
– Rob,
had I been
– I know you're making $250 a day, but – you cannot have seven girlfriends at the same time.
Five?
Maybe, but
five,
that's still
okay.
Probably a little too high. You need to...
Well, there's seven days in the week.
You need to go to practice, too. Rob, you got to...
Practice?
Quit.
Talk about practice.
Coaches are saying you're falling asleep during your meetings. So I'm a gamer, man. I'm a gamer.
Yes,
I'm Rob Tribble.
You do have to babysit him. That's true.
There are some aspects of that. Look, you're 20 years old. You've gone to college for a year, two, three in football. In basketball, we played Zion 1 year. You're just out of high school.
Nah, he's coming back for another year, Duke, isn't he?
That's why my mom's here for that announcement. That, you know, my mom's here. You know, it's funny. They interviewed him about 3 weeks ago, right when the tournament started. And
yeah.
He came back from the ankle injury.
Yeah.
And
a lot of people are saying Scottie Pippen, all these guys, just sit out the rest of you. You can't turn your back on your teammates when they're that good. If it's a mediocre team, yes, sit out. But it was Duke. You don't turn your back on your teammates. Come back and play.
You play.
So Charles Barkley said, we play basketball. So what do we do? Get your butt out there and play.
He kind of caught himself. He said, you know, a year ago I was just finished playing. Gosh, I just finished playing my season, my final year for
it just
the
dawned on
state
him,
playoffs. And I'm looking for a prom suit, you know, something. That's what I was doing about a year ago. And then now he's got some work to do between now and then.
Certainly.
The NBA combine, what they do, and, you know, the draft
still
and all that
top
stuff.
Pick overall,
of course
though.
He will.
But, you know, anything could happen, though. But how about the ratings? Are you thinking, okay, Duke got eliminated in the Elite Eight, so clearly ratings will be down for the Final Four because no Zion.
North Carolina.
Yeah.
UNC meaning, you know.
Yeah.
No Duke. That representation.
No Gonzaga.
Yeah,
know.
Right.
Final Four games on CBS averaged 8.8 million, up 13% from last year. Live streaming generated a 14% increase as well, so people were still watching.
Can they measure with the Nielsen ratings? Because you mentioned the 8.8, but yeah.
You can measure
streaming?
Live streaming. That's easy to measure.
Okay, but other
imagine, isn't it?
And we don't know. Like you saw it at two different places last night, didn't you?
Yeah,
you
my bar first game, then home the second.
Right. How does that figure into it?
That's right. That's right. But all I know, people are watching. It's been a very entertaining tournament. Entertaining games yesterday. Bless Auburn's heart. That double dribble did not get called.
Did you get through your Jim Nance issues? Are you working on that? Are you still going to therapy over that?
I'll never. He'll just never be my. I just. God bless him.
Yeah.
I just don't like.
He's
him.
Just not your guy.
Not my guy. The horrible poetry from the Masters of the forced sanctum is just kind of like hello friends. I just not. Never been a fan. Never have been.
Yeah, it's kind of.
Now Bill Raftery, that's another. I love him and the Kiss. I love him.
Yeah,
love him. He and Reggie Miller do a nice job of interacting as
mm-hmm.
well.
Yeah.
But Jim Nance, I've just never been a fan.
Okay.
I wish nothing but happiness. I hope he thrives.
Was the who was with Billy Packer back in the days when they used to do
Al
it?
Al McGuire.
Al and Billy were the two yin and yangs. They
yeah,
would argue about stuff.
Right.
And Dick Emberg used
Dick
to host
Emberg,
those
yes,
two guys
yes, yes.
for
he,
a while.
He heard of those two.
Yeah, he's like herding cats. You're right. but there are some other great. Vern Lundquist has called many Final
great.
Four.
Uncle Vern's awesome. I miss Uncle Vern. I'm sure we'll hear from him at the Masters, though, which start this week. By
will
the
he
way.
Be on the 17th or 16th?
I don't know. That's a good question. That's a good question. Masters start Thursday.
Brian Katrick, who used to be here,
that's right.
would always be on the 14th or 15th doing all the Westwood One radio stuff for
mm-hmm.
them.
Golf on radio is just kind of odd. It's like NASCAR on radio. A little odd.
The NASCAR part of it is where you quickly switch over to the next hole, and you know here because you have to be really descriptive.
Yeah, it's like why not poker on radio then?
17 feet away, and this ball is going to tail a little bit to the left, right there at the very end.
No, you're talking too loud.
Am I?
A little lower. Sorry, it's going to a right left break.
His approach was fantastic. Getting out of the rough to this position.
Yeah,
so try to save par.
But I will purposely tune in on just to hear Jim Nance is open just so I can hate it, you know?
Because it's multi-layered hate.
Mm-hmm.
The little music in the background that they play.
Oh, the horrible, horrible, horrible piano.
The piano.
Oh, it's so awful.
Do they even have a violin? I don't even care because I'm anti-piano.
It's just the piano, man.
That's
all they need.
Now,
for
I do look forward
crap.
To them speeding up the scoreboard when they have the eight names and then they stay on that way too long.
Yeah.
Then give me the rest. Where's this guy? You know, the name, the score.
Where's Ian Poulter?
Where's
Billy Mayfair?
Vijay Singh is going to make a run this year, I promise. Lanny Watkins, who is the little guy that won it in the 70s? Ian Woosnam.
Yeah.
He's
5'4".
He gets to play every year, right? Yeah. He's got a lifetime exemption, it seems like.
He won. I think he won two Green Jackets.
Did he win two?
And all the Southern people hated the fact that Ferner is winning the Masters.
Well, yeah. get over that.
Get over that.
Yeah. But yeah, he's always dead last. So I just want to see, is he 12 over, or is he just 10? You know, get through the scores a little bit faster while you're scrolling.
It'll be fun if Tiger's relevant. It's always fun if he and Phil are relevant.
Well, you mentioned ratings here to start off this segment. What do you think the ratings will do if Tiger makes the cut?
Oh, they'll go through the roof.
And he's six off the pace going into Saturday.
You know what's going to happen? It seems like it happens every year. Bernhard Langer, 61 years old. You watch him. He'll be in contention till Saturday. Yeah. He just always finds a way.
Fred Couples will be four under after nine.
That's right.
On Thursday.
So, got the Masters coming up on Thursday. I'll be in New York next weekend. Going to go see a Yankee game.
That's on your bucket list. Have you ever been there before?
I was at the old Yankee Stadium, not the new one. I'm going to go up to New York, see some of my buddies. It's my birthday week. My birthday's on Thursday, so I decided to treat myself and go to New York.
What happened to Robapalooza?
Don't have the funding for that this year. That's going to have to wait another year.
You can't tell me that. You can't have the funding to go to New York and not have
I can. Robapalooza cost me like $3,000, by
Did
the way.
It really?
Yeah.
You got to ask the boys to chip in a little bit.
It'll be brought back, just not this year. It's not the time yet.
Yeah, but
this
you
year.
Said last year it was going to be brought back this year. So I'm thinking that there's lies is what they are.
A $200 plane ticket to New York is not the same as funding my Robapalooza birthday party.
Well, $200 to get into Yankee Stadium.
I think I'll go media pass.
Really? Yeah, you little dog. What about going to, is it the new Shea State? What do they call it? Citibank Park.
Yeah, Citibank Park. You get a nice view of it from the airport.
Yeah, it's in Flushing, isn't it? Your final approach, you'll fly
LaGuardia
right over?
LaGuardia's right there, yeah.
You're going to LaGuardia?
I think flying into LaGuardia, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that'll be fun. And I've been in New York many times, so it'll be fun. I could never live there, but it's that type of city. I like going there, but I'm happy to leave, but I'm always happy to go back.
Because you can wash that off.
You can wash that off. So hang around Greenwich Village and all that stuff. It'll be fun. 404-741-0929, he's Harp LaBelle, I'm Rob Trussell. We got JR and Brian McFadden coming to the top. Brian McFadden's already cheating on me. You cheated on me for a while, started seeing other hosts. Randy McMichael did too, and now B-Mac's doing the same thing.
It's going around.
It's crazy, man. And who was the I'm like Aaron Rodgers. All the toxicity in my life, all my estranged relationships, who's the common denominator? It's me.
Poison.
I am poison.
Poison.
That boy.
You said you weren't poison earlier.
That's right.
You said, no, I'm not. It's not me. You were George from Seinfeld.
That's
no,
right.
No, it's you. It's not you. It's me. You. No, it is you.
It is you.
Yeah, we've, you've been through, now who, before I, you were with Randy, you teamed up with Randy kind of first when he got here.
Yeah. I'm the Crash Davis. My friend of mine told me, I'm like the Crash Davis of this radio station. I bring along the old athlete talents and I let them go off to bigger, greener pastures, and I'm like the journeyman. I've tasted glory a little bit, but I'm the Crash Davis. And you're my Nuke Lelouch, and so was Randy McMichael, and I guess B-Mac was too.
Yeah. Was there anyone before Randy?
You? I think I worked with you before I worked with Randy.
Yeah, but I'm just saying anyone, and who else that's still here? We've had some turnover here at 92.9 The Game.
I can't remember, but there is a list. But I am the Crash Davis of hosts here. I bring along you former athletes into the ways of broadcasting. With my able hand.
What was it? There was Mark Ryan, and then Matt Ryan, the producer, not Matt Smith.
Matt Ryan, not the producer, not the quarterback. Right. Yes, we always had to do.
And Robbie Rosenhaus. We were on early with Robbie.
Yes.
Which is still
great. I hope he doesn't know I'm coming to New York. He's going to come see my radio station.
You should
He's
come
up there
by.
Working up there right now. You know what? I might anyway. I think it'd be hilarious.
Now that we thought about that, yeah.
I think I might reach out to Robbie Rosenhaus. Why not?
Why not?
Fun. Might be kind of fun. It'd be fun to go to a Yankee game, though.
Who are they playing?
The White Sox.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Who would you want to see? Yankees, Red Sox? Or was that
I'd like to see that, sure.
In person?
Yeah, I'd like to see that. The Yankee game I went to was like 20 years ago at the old Yankee Stadium. Saw them play the Rangers. That was pretty fun.
Okay.
So, yeah, it'd be fun to go to New York again for a few days. Why not? All right, we're going to come back. Penultimate segment. What will that entail? Oh, I don't know. Let's talk a little Final Four and see what happens after that. Who are we going to like on Monday? Are there going to be any points scored whatsoever? Sports Radio 99 again.
Go to PCF.org.
Or visit standuptocancer.org.
And now, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Haviland Express Loop Sports Flash. For specials and more, go to HavilandSportsFlash.com.
I'm Paul Crane. The Brazen Marlins at it again today. Freddie Freeman, a two-run homer in the first. Dansby Swanson has snapped the 2-2 tie with a solo home run. It's 3-2 Braves as they play the bottom of the fifth. Sean Newcomb, a solid start thus far. At the Final Four, Texas Tech beat Michigan State, will face Virginia in the final. The Cavs got that foul call in the late three. Kyle Guy hit all three free throws with .6 left. giving Virginia that 63-62 win over Auburn.
I do feel for Auburn, but I feel better for us right now, and I'm just thankful that, you know, these guys stepped up and played the way they needed to, and we got through, survive in advance. I guess that's taken on a new meaning.
Tony Bennett's Cavs will face Texas Tech tomorrow night here on 92.9. Duke's Zion Williamson named today as the Naismith Award winner as the Men's College Player of the Year. And Alabama head coach Nick Saban has raised some eyebrows when talking about players who leave school early for the NFL draft. If not sure first or maybe second round picks, they are making a mistake.
I think in the last 5 years, not counting this year, there's been 380 players or thereabouts go out early for the draft, and 25% of those guys didn't even get drafted. And another 25% weren't on a team in 3 years. So that means 50% of the guys that went out early for the draft had failed careers. You know, the person that loses in that is the player.
Something to think about as we get ready for the draft later this month. With updates every 20 minutes, I'm Paul Crane from the Kia Studios on your home for tonight's Hawks-Bucks game. Tip off at 7. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We all know life in the South revolves around football.
And I think we do have a great fan base here in Atlanta.
We do too. Our Falcons play here. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, penultimate segment. Harper Bell, former Falcon, I'm Rob Tribble. Happy National Beer Day, by the way. I will be celebrating heavily in about an hour from now.
Oh, you're going to start early?
Oh, of course I am.
Does everybody know that what you're doing later tonight?
Going to see Kiss?
With?
With John Chuckery.
That's going to be a match made in heaven. Now, are you highly critical when a band comes out? Oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. Why are they putting this one on? I can see Chuckery just totally breaking down the set and having, you know, issues with, well, why are they playing that now? They should do that during the encore. You're not that way.
No.
Just play. I mean, have fun. Enjoy the show.
Yeah, I just enjoy it. Yeah. I mean, I think it's a lot easier in life if you don't go through life trying to find something to criticize, trying to find something to complain about. I think it's a lot better just to kind of be in the moment, my friend. So I won't do that.
Well,
if the show sucks, I'm going, that was garbage.
Yeah. No, we were at the state. We didn't know this, but we were at the same Stone show about 3 years ago.
That's right, at Georgia Tech.
You snuck down. I snuck onto down the floor. You.
I got
jerk.
Splashed by Mick Jagger's water.
I know you did. I'm forever angry.
I've always
at you
been
for
good
that.
About. I've always been good at that. Getting into places I shouldn't be in or places I shouldn't be because you just act like you own the place.
I know if you're razor thin and you can sneak between the chained fences, you know, that are on the outside of most stadiums back in the day, that, you know, that was a great way as a kid to be able to get up into the show. Hey, you kids, what are you doing? Oh, we're lost. We just need to, you know.
But always be kind to the ushers and the people that work there.
No kidding.
They really appreciate that sort of thing because they feel like, you know, well, I'm doing this job. But if you, like, acknowledge their humanity and their existence, it's amazing what you get away with.
Right.
Because I got there to the show and I was just talking to one of the ushers, just being nice, knowing full well what my plan was.
Of course, yeah.
And I talked to the usher about 5 minutes drinking a beer, and I came back down and, hey, how you doing? I just walked right by him. It worked.
Now,
had
you already scouted out a seat or two? You saw that, yeah.
I knew exactly where I was going.
Now, what happens if the people with the tickets showed up? Do you act innocent?
It's such a cluster. Yeah. You can find your way in. Okay. You know, you just, it's not a big deal.
But that's a penultimate moment, too, isn't
it? Pretty
right?
Cool,
Mick
yeah.
Jagger just throw the water at everybody. He splashed me.
Splashed me like, with his water,
with holy
man.
Water.
That's
know, like,
right.
With,
I don't know about that. It might be a lot of things in that water, none of them holy.
Yeah. Now, I was at that show, and I know when Keith came up, he made a couple of mistakes.
Yeah.
I heard, you know, and it's no big deal. He's Keith. You can get away with that.
It.
You know, I don't have a problem with that. The warm-up band was pretty good.
Oh, St. Paul and the Broken Bones?
They were really good.
I saw them at Shaky Knees about 2 years ago. Best band I saw all day.
No kidding, really.
Yeah. Well, it's this nerdy white guy that grew up in the black churches in Birmingham, basically singing, you know, gospel
blues
music.
Yeah, yeah.
And he has the most amazing voice and stage presence. He looks like he does IT.
Yeah.
And St. Paul and the Broken Bones, if you ever get a chance to see them live, I highly recommend it. And nothing like them.
And the 6-foot saxophone, that had the sax that's taller than he is.
Big horn section. Right. Just a great band. Yeah. Great live band.
Yeah. They would. Now, what's the best show you've ever seen?
That might be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've been to so many concerts. Peter Gabriel at WOMAD, 1994,
okay.
World of Music and Dance. He kind of hosted that.
He was kind of at the top of his world, wasn't he?
That was pretty good. That was pretty amazing. Bob Dylan at the House of Blues before it became the Tabernacle, 96 Olympics. I saw him there. Saw Bill Walton up in the balcony.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Bill was in his own world, I guess, that night, would you imagine?
I was too, though, actually. Patti Smith, got to see her a couple times.
Good?
I saw, oh, yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And she's so... She's cranky, cursing out the audience.
Okay.
And I love that. She berated me the whole time. Basically, the audience, she just berated us. It's the greatest thing ever. Nothing more punk rock than that.
Yeah.
You're going to pay money to see me, and I'm going to berate you and mock you, is what she did. She was great, though. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of good shows. So, and get to see Kiss tonight. The musicianship, it's just the camp, and, you know, they're iconic as far as that goes. I get that. It'll be a blast. It'll be an absolute blast. And this is our last go-around, allegedly. I think that's probably.
Yeah, I think so too. They may play some, you know, like they have the Kiss Cruise and a few other things that they do where they may get together for a while, but they're kind of, you know, and they've got their own bands. They all get their side work that they do all the time.
I will tell you this, as far as the bands doing cruises, if you're a single man, John Chuckery, go on the New Kids on the Block cruise.
Oh, gosh.
That's women in their 30s and 40s who went nuts over them. It's probably like a 10-to-1 ratio of women to men. You're welcome. Go on that cruise if you're a single man.
Yeah. Tell me how that goes.
Tell me how that goes. Yeah. And just get tested after you get home.
Make sure, yeah. You're going to go to the new Yankees. What other ballparks have you, collegiate or
I took my daughter. I took my daughter to visit University of South Carolina last weekend. College visit.
In Columbia?
First of many college visits, yeah. Mm-hmm. Williams-Brice Stadium, pretty cool stadium. I like to see all the SEC stadiums.
Now, did you go by the baseball field? It's like not an hour. It's a mile away on the west side somewhere.
The football stadium's purposely a mile away from campus, too, because, you know, they don't want the RVs on campus and everything. Beautiful campus, University of South Carolina.
Is it?
Impressed by it. Yeah, lovely place.
Middle of downtown Columbia, though, right?
Yep.
Right there in the middle.
That's right,
southern end of it, if I remember.
It's cloistered away from us. It's its own little world, though, inside there.
Are they going to be any good football-wise this year? What's their buzz?
Medium.
Yeah.
The big news out of there, I think their secondary's gotten better. The big battle's for the backup quarterback, because our quarterback's returning this year. Will Muschamp's trying to build something. I don't know. And Kirby Smart's trying to keep his players from getting arrested. What is it, 6 of them the past month?
Yeah.
But all for, you know, the BS marijuana charge. Okay, but, you know, but still.
Have you been to Neyland Stadium?
I have.
How about?
Massive. Been to Auburn, been to
Florida?
Alabama, been to Florida, been to now South Carolina. I got to see that. Tennessee. Of course, Athens. Yeah, basically seen them all.
I
still want to go to a game at LSU at night, though. That's one I really want to do.
Yeah, I did not travel with the team when Colorado State played them. We lost.
You hurt or something?
No, I was a graduate.
You
assistant.
Were suspended.
No, I was
for
done.
Marijuana. They found dope in your locker.
That earlier that year. No, the year before, I finally got to my first visit to the Orange Bowl. The old Orange Bowl.
Drove by it.
It's not as impressive as I thought it would be, but there's been some amazing games there, so
it's such a garbage venue.
Yeah.
Well, but so many iconic Super Bowls there. The Miami games were there. I mean, kidding me?
And all the bowl games.
It's like Fulton County Stadium. That place was garbage, but I loved it. I miss it to this day. I miss Atlanta Fulton County Stadium to this day. Because I got to see Henry Aaron play there, you know?
Well, I miss live grass, green.
Yeah.
I don't like the turf. I just don't.
And the pellets that come with it, too.
Now the pellets, If you're sweaty, you
I
get
hear
them
those are carcinogenic, too. Is there something about that? They said, like, there's an unusual amount of soccer goalies that are coming down with leukemia or something like that.
Well,
correct me if I'm speaking out of school. I don't want to damage anybody's business, but I think that's out there. It's kind of interesting.
Well, it's basically broken down tires.
Yeah, it is.
You know, and tires are made out of materials that you would not really want to ingest ever.
Mm-hmm.
So for you to have to hang around.
My daughter, Decatur High School has the field turf.
Everyone does.
And my daughter, after lacrosse games, her legs are just covered with those pellets. Get that stuff off you.
Yeah, it's in your shoes, your socks, all over the place, after practices and everything, yeah.
Apparently I'm a good coach.
Are you really?
I think I might be.
Has she said this, or are you saying
this? Here's
what
happened. I will tell you what happened. Her first game of the year in lacrosse, you know, this is JV lacrosse, and she, you know, they lose the game. She's kind of in a good mood. You know, she got to play basically the whole game. She feels good about that. She goes, well, did you like watching me play to go? Play to go? Yeah, of course I did, but you didn't play that well. And she just looked at me. I go, well, you didn't. Well, you didn't do this. You weren't aware on. You played hard and you hustled. I appreciate that, but here's what you need to clean up. That kind of surprised her for a second. Guess what? She's not made those mistakes since.
So it wasn't an effort problem.
No.
It was just
no.
doing a little bit more.
I would be hyper angry if it was an effort problem. No, she's not afraid to be physical. And she got another yellow card. Were you working with that day she got her first yellow card in lacrosse?
Really?
And callers were calling, hey, congratulations on your daughter's yellow card.
Yeah.
Me and the dads were laughing because I looked at the dads and go, isn't it awesome when your daughter gets a yellow card? Yes, because it shows they're being physical.
Yeah.
Yes, she'll mess it up. Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of being passive.
Yeah.
Or
and the best thing about when
reactive, you're being proactive.
Yeah. And best thing is she went Bill Laimbeer after getting the yellow
card.
She's like,
really?
I didn't do anything. What are you talking about? I didn't do nothing.
Both hands up in the air?
Both hands up there. What are you talking about? I didn't do anything.
That wasn't
me. I loved every second of that. It's fantastic. So I'm a good coach.
So she's a good liar is what she's saying.
It's fantastic.
She knocks another girl down and then puts her hands up and says, it wasn't me.
So, yeah, but she's playing very well. So we're going to come back and I'll wrap it up. And Siobhan can stop filing her nails and looking annoyed and rolling her eyes and sighing at this show. It's almost 77. I'm totally wearing that to the kids' concert.
You've got a nice T-shirt collection, don't
I've got irreverent T-shirt. Well, this is a Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Wu-Tang.
Right, right.
I've got
Wu-Tang Clan.
Got a cartoonish rendition of Robert Mitchum smoking a cigarette.
I've never seen
I
that
like
one.
Bizarre T-shirts.
Yeah, you do. So the octopus one, I haven't seen that in a while. That's usually your game day for here. You always you're the
a
red,
lot of times
the red octopus. Well, that's a little more sheer than you know now that it's a little older.
It's so
you wait till the midsummer for breaking that one out. Now if you hear this tonight,
I'll be disappointed. I don't want to hear this garbage.
But
how would we though? Peter Chris isn't there to sing.
I know that. Yeah, he can't do it.
We're not going to hear Beth tonight, thank God.
No.
So, yeah.
Because I think John would want to give you a big, long-lasting hug.
Well, John
needs
walk
on the beach.
Lady friend companionship. We got to find him some dirty, filthy woman with dirty city miles on her and daddy issues for him. That's what we need for John Chuck right now. We need to root for
that. Well, it's a good thing we don't know about any of his women issues because he never brings it up
on the air.
Never
brings them up whatsoever. Yeah. Siobhan, thank you. You can stop rolling your eyes and filing your nails. We're basically done here.
She's got her third coat of nail polish done.
You know what I think we're going to do? I'm going to take a certain liberty here. I think we're going to take the next 8 seconds off.
No way.
Yep. Bye, everybody.
Don't go there. You just did.
And now, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Haviland Express Loop Sports Flash. For specials and more.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.